This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Bad boys, what you want?
Following the man and woman of law enforcement.
A caller from Johnston Way reported illegal use of her internet.
On the dangerous streets of Greg Hill's hometown.
A caller reported that two deer ran into the window at the Stowe Fitness and they were acting confused.
This is Stowe 5-0.
Well, you know, I've lived almost my entire 52 years in a very dangerous community, Stowe, Massachusetts. And here's a quick look, a double Stowe 5-0, if you will.
Yes, double shot.
2 weeks of material from the Stowe Independent newspaper and the law enforcement officials in Stowe, Massachusetts. This is what has gone on. On Tuesday, June 18th at 11:40 a.m., an officer assisted an individual who had a flat tire on his bike.
Oh, yeah. Nice. You know, I thought it might have been you until the bike part came up.
They had to log that?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Hello. It's a call.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
3:12 p.m. A caller requested to speak with an officer regarding registering a power nail gun.
What are you going to use it for Barry?
Do you have to register a power as a weapon in Massachusetts?
So. Is that a law?
I don't think
you're supposed to use it as a weapon.
I don't think you have to. On Wednesday, June 19th at 7:42 a.m., an officer assisted a snapping turtle who was crossing the road.
Thank you, officer.
Keep your hands away from the mouth.
Right? Go to the back.
At 5:59 p.m., a caller reported that she was concerned for the well-being of the goats at Honey Pot Hill Orchards. She believed that the goats were not being adequately fed. Oh. Well-being check on a goat. That's what we want to do. Well-being check on a goat.
Okay.
On Thursday, June 20th at 7:22 p.m., a walk-in reported that he had a verbal argument with his spouse. He left the house to calm down.
Before she calls, I'm going to let you know what happened.
Be proactive. It's not your fault.
Right.
Why not?
On Saturday, June 22nd at 12:03 a.m., the Air Police reported that a gray Honda with plates that were registered to a Stowe resident drove through the Taco Bell and the occupants were being obnoxious to the clerk.
When does that not happen?
Serious.
That's what I'd like to know.
Yeah.
The crap that those poor employees put up with.
Oh, you have to drive all the way to Air in order to find a fast food restaurant.
Oh, really?
Air.
That's a long drive.
We don't.
Oh, we both live in communities that don't allow fast food restaurants? Excellent.
Yeah. On Monday, June 24th at 11:44 p.m., a caller from Peabody Drive requested assistance for a man who fell out of his chair. Not me.
By the way,
I just want to make that clear that was not me. On Tuesday, June 25th at 2:35 a.m., an officer observed a man packing guns into his car. The man was found to be the new owner of the gun shop.
I can't. The gun shop is the gun shop is now creating more controversy than Vape City, and I'm for it.
Close it down.
On Thursday, June 27th at 9:47 a.m., a caller on Gleasondale Road at the bridge reported that two or three kids were playing chicken with the cars.
Oh, that's very dangerous.
That old. That's
just, hey, at least they're out of the house.
Uh-huh. Isn't that one of your favorite movies?
Which one?
The college football movie where they lay in the middle of the
highway. What are you referring to? Is that the program? Is that what that is?
Yeah.
I think. Let's see. On Saturday, June 29th at 9:02 p.m., a caller from Harvard Road reported that fireworks were being set off near the country club.
Unacceptable. Inexcusable.
On Sunday, June 30th at 12:10 a.m., a caller from Carriage Lane reported that loud noises were coming from the neighbor's house. The police responded. Several individuals were found to be in the pool. They agreed to go in.
Having
for,
fun, were they?
Agreed to go in
How
for the
dare
night.
You?
Is there an Adirondack chair up there?
Who doesn't have a pool?
At 1:36 p.m., a caller from Taylor Road reported that someone pulled his mailbox out of the ground and threw a for sale sign in his yard.
Stop it. Yeah. Yes. I love that.
Raging neighbor. Oh, good move, though.
And then finally, at 8:38 p.m., a caller reported that his spouse had eaten a chocolate bar that had approximately 65 milligrams of marijuana in it.
Oh, no.
Oh. The yes. We'll take that. Thank you, ma'am.
The individual was hallucinating.
Yeah, I bet.
The police and fire responded, and the woman was transported to the hospital via ambulance.
That's 65 milligrams of chocolope.
Right? Yes.
Wow. Is that a lot?
Well, depends
what's, you know, if you're into THC. The edibles.
Yeah. Okay.
Did she think it was a real chocolate bar? That's the that's the problem.
Yeah. All right. How do you, I mean, really? How do you not smell it?
I know, right?
That is Stowe 5-0 here on the Hillman Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.